Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 190. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Bear Podcast. This is Nard, and I'm podcasting in the suburbs of Houston. It's been a very busy weekend for us, and last episode, you may have heard Ray and I talk about our weekend updates already, and we did something very different in the last episode. We did a live web broadcast while we were recording the show. So, yeah, it's like Dignation type thing. It's, you know, one camera and lots of lights. It's burning my eyes. Anyway, so big thanks to Planet Bears and to Bear.com for the service. So I could pretty much say, you know, that live internet webcast is brought to you by TubeBear.com. Yeah, so thanks to Forrest and Nicola for helping us out at broadcasting live. And we have a few people from Dallas, from here in Houston, and from Florida watching. And it's just funny because they could see us what we're doing and we would react to what they type in. We got voicemail even while we were recording the video or when we were, you know, broadcasting the video. It was funny. So it was fun. We're going to do the same, hopefully, next week, Monday. What date is that? I don't know. It's just next Monday. And the date is March 10th. Yeah, March 10th. We might do it again. Around 8:30 p.m. Central Time. I'm going to do it at Ray. So we're going to set up the same way we're going to set up at TBRU. So if that works out fine, then it will be the same setup we're going to do at TBRU on March 22nd. That's a Saturday. Saturday. And around 9 o'clock to 12, we're going to try to broadcast from there. And I hope it works. I'm excited about it. It's the first time we're going to do this. Now, let's go on with our interview. We have a special guest. He is Greg Hudson from Whoopee Bear Music. And we talked about his projects, Bear Tracks, GCD, Whoopee Bear Music itself, and the Whoopee store that he's got. Hey everyone, this is Nard, and joining me in the show is Greg Hudson from Whoopee Bear Music. Welcome to the show, Greg.
Hey, thank you, Nard. It's great to be here.
Yes, it's good to contact you. I got your contact info from Bob, from
Project Big.
Yeah, that's right. So
he's a great guy. We've been in communication with each other off and on all year, and he's a really great guy from down in Fort Lauderdale area, Florida.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Where are you now? Where are you looking?
I live in Ohio. It's in the southern point of Ohio. There's the tri-state area of Ohio, Kentucky, and West Virginia.
Ohio.
And most people, when they hear me talking, they say, "Where are you from? Are you from Louisiana or somewhere?" I go, "No, I'm from Ohio." It's just this part of the country where everybody has this hillbilly slang. So that's me.
So, are you originally from there, from Ohio, then?
Yeah, I've lived here all my life. Okay. Right here along the Ohio River.
Awesome. Ohio, my partner used to live there. The last time I was there was 2005, I think, or 2006, uh-huh. I think. And we used to go to Columbus. I think we're going to go there this year, too. This year. I think we're going to go there again this year.
Great.
Columbus, actually. Yeah, so you've been there all along, and that's where Whoopee Bear Music is. Listeners would like to know. I'd like to know myself, too. What is Whoopee Bear Music?
Whoopee Bear Music is actually a music label that I started in 2001. The reason I started it is because I've seen that the need for many of the bear artists and also GLBT artists to have more recognition, and I wanted to give something, some kind of support to these artists to give them better recognition in the music world. There's a lot of great talent out there with bear artists, GLBT artists, and so many of these artists have so much to say and so much to offer with their talent, And I just figured it's time for, you know, for them to actually get a lot of extra exposure. So that's why I started Whoopie Bear Music.
Whoopie Bear Music. It's the label. And you bring out, you produce all these CDs, and you call them Bear Tracks.
Right. For the most part, we do compilation CDs. And like maybe, you know, right now we've had 4 Bear Tracks CDs released. And each CD includes music from Bear artists from not just the United States, but from around the world. You know, we've had Bear artists from the United Kingdom, from Spain, from Italy, Mexico, Canada, Germany, United States. And so all the Bear Track CDs include Bear musicians, gay Bear musicians from around the world.
How many now have you done?
There's 4 Bear Tracks out available now. We started a new series also. It's called GCD, which G has 2 meanings. It stands for gay, mm-hmm. and also stands for global, meaning it's just gay and lesbian, GLBT artists from around the world also. And then mm-hmm. we also have another CD. It's called Triple Play, which features 3 separate dance artists. And then, of course, there's some single artists that we've released music from. That's Kendall and also Freddie Freeman.
Kendall's got to be there, of course.
Oh, yeah. Kendall's a great guy. Yeah, he's so talented, and his music is really wonderful.
Yeah. And he's on Logo now.
Put a smile on your face.
Yeah, he's on Logo now. He's big time.
Oh, yeah. His new video called Bears mm-hmm. Just appeared on Logo last week or so, or the last week of February.
Wow.
And so it seems to be doing really quite good.
He's got that song also in your compilation in Bear Tracks.
Yeah, Kendall has actually some music on almost all the Bear Tracks that we have released, and then plus also we have released a Kendall CD of nothing but his greatest and best songs, and that CD is called Rekindled.
Mm-hmm. And that's his latest, right? Okay.
No, he has one that's now available for download on our website.
Oh, okay.
It's called Making Love to the Radio, and that's it. That's actually his latest music collection. Is now available through the Whoopie Bear Music Store site.
Yeah,
right
yeah.
Now.
I read about that in your email. The Whoopie Store, though.
Uh huh.
Okay, so there's Whoopie Bear Music,
right.
And you have the Whoopie Store. So what's the Whoopie
right.
Store?
Okay. Well, actually, first of all. A lot of people want to know what is a Whoopie.
Okay, yeah.
A Whoopie is that one special thing as a child that helps you feel secure, whether it be a favorite pillow or a teddy bear or a blanket, something to help you feel secure as a child. So when I was growing up, I had my own Whoopie. You know, every night I slept with my Whoopie, which was a sock monkey for a while. Then it became a teddy bear. And even now, not only do I have my real live big Whoopie that I sleep with, but I also have a favorite pillow that I like to hold, you know what I mean, when I'm sleeping. So, and so, you know, that's what a Whoopie is. I thought, well, that'd be a cool name for a music label, just called Whoopie Bear. Instead of Teddy Bear, it's Whoopie Bear. And mm-hmm. so it's something that,
comforting.
Just a play of words that we came up with mm-hmm. for that. And the Whoopie Store, actually there's 2 different websites. There's WhoopieBearMusic.com. Mm-hmm. And then there's the Whoopie Store, which includes dozens of CDs of music available from all, you know, GLBT artists. You know, tons of merchandise, you know, like Pride items and stickers and keychains and T-shirts. And we even have bear belts and wallets and sarongs and just all kinds of stuff that's available. But some of it's made special for the store, and it's only available through the store. And so it's just something that people just like to go there and shop around and order stuff. So that's what the Whoopie Store is all about.
Yeah, and Kendall, his songs are available per download.
Right. There's a whole section devoted to Kendall's mm-hmm. music for downloading. Then of course, there's also other actual hard copy CDs you can buy, not only just from Kendall, but there's also Freddie Freeman.
Oh, yeah, Freddie.
The Bear Tracks CDs, the GCD. The GCD is the one, we have 1 volume of that out now, but the second volume will be out around June of this year, just in time for Pride Month.
Freddie must have been one of your first ones in your compilation, right?
Yeah, Freddie has been on all the Bear Track CDs as well, and then his CD that's out now, has been released early last year, and so it's he'll be doing a lot of Bearpalooza tours later, mm-hmm. Starting later this month, actually in March, and then going on through the spring. And he has a lot of projects going on. He'll have that CD available at the places that, you know, he'll be singing at as well.
Yeah, that's right. I plan to have him in the show. Hopefully next week I have to schedule something with him. It's because, we need to promote his project. Bearpalooza. Everybody out there listening, yeah, bearpalooza.com. Check it out. And they're all over. I mean, I had a Future Villain Band in the show a few weeks ago. Well, last week, 2 weeks ago, something like that. And he's also a participant for Bearpalooza. And they're having Timberfell. Very soon, Timberfell, yeah.
And Freddie, he's based out of Nashville, whereas mm-hmm. Kendall's based out of Buffalo, New York area. Mm-hmm. And we're just all spread around everywhere. But the good thing is that we all are really good friends with each other. We don't consider anybody as being competition against each other. We're all pulled together to help each other get the job done. Mm-hmm. There's another friend, he's really great musically, Tommy Johns. He's from Seattle.
Oh, yeah. I love Tommy Johns.
And Andy Northrup from mm-hmm. up around Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. He's had some songs, you know, on the charts as well. Mm-hmm. And but yeah, I guess the Bear music is, I guess, the Bear artist. I mean, we're just everywhere. So my goal was to pull everybody together and let them be recognized in one site. That's what the main website is about, is to promote their music, and so that people can go to their individual websites as well.
Yes, that's right. What about your involvement with the Bear Radio Network?
Okay, Bear Radio Network is created and produced by Joe Malucci, which mm-hmm. he lives in Rochester, New York. Joe is also my webmaster for the Wooby Bear site.
Oh, is he? Okay.
And so he created my website for Wooby Bear, and so he's the brains behind the technical aspects of the website. And because when I first started this, I was totally ignorant about the websites. I didn't know what to do. I knew how to type, but I didn't know what to do with it. You know?
So I
contacted him. I'd seen the Bear Radio, and I contacted him, and I asked him who he got to make his website. And then that's when he told me he had his own company, which is called Acadia Web mm-hmm. Designs. And so he's been my webmaster from the beginning.
I see. Not only handling Bear Radio, he also does websites. Very busy, man.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Now let's go back to the Bear tracks. Okay, I'm interested because there might be people out there who are musicians themselves, and they want to join. How do they uh-huh. join your compilations? Do you accept?
Okay, they can.
How do you do it? How do they do it?
They can go to the main website, which is woobiebearmusic.com. That's WOOBIE, then bearmusic.com. And you can click on the tab on the left side of the page where it says "Join Our Compilations," and it just gives all the information about joining, or they can just send an email to the main email address, and I can send them back the information as well right away, which is woobiebearmusic@roadrunner.com. So it's now a Time Warner Cable address. so, not that I'm plugging them or nothing, but that's just the address that it is.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, is there any? Are there restrictions on genres of music?
No restrictions on music style. Actually, as I've said, you know, the Bear Tracks CDs have all music styles. One mm-hmm. like Bear Tracks will have like rock, folk, country, dance, a cappella. It's basically it's just as long as the sound quality is high, you know, good sound quality. You know, we don't want something that's on there that sounds like it was recorded, you know, from a tape recorder, you know what I mean, or something like that. But you know, I have actually turned music down because of the quality, but the quality must also have its expectations as well.
Oh, really? Okay, so you did. There were times that you have to because of the qualities. And what did you say?
Right.
Please re-record.
Because of the quality and also because of some content. There's some, I'm not going to mention any names or nothing, but there have been a couple songs submitted that were just like taken from, I guess, like a porno movie, I guess, you know. But out of respect of the other artists on the CD, I really didn't want them to be, you know, associated with that, especially just basically because of of the content. You know, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with porno, because I have my share that I watch too, you know what I mean?
Me too.
And I enjoy it as well, but but it basically, it was just out of respect of the other artists involved. I didn't really want to have like a dance song and then have a porno song and then have like a country song, you know, so.
Yeah, I understand.
It's just something, it's just basically that's the only restriction was that, is the, some of the lyrical content that could be too explicit, you know. It's all good and fun to have some explicit words, because that's what makes some songs fun, but it can go too far.
I see. Okay. Okay, so, well, people out there, if you guys are interested, and if you're a musician yourself, just send your info to Greg here, yeah. And what's the official website? The official website is Go ahead.
Yeah, the official website is WebbyBearMusic.com.
WoobieBearMusic.com. And if you want to buy other CDs and stuff, they're at the Woobie Store.
Right. And the Woobie Store, you can actually also listen to the sound as the song samples before you buy, like the Bear Tracks and the GCD and the Triple Play and Freddie Freeman and Kendall. You can go to all those different CD pages and listen to all the song samples, and you know, that way you're not just buying something that you've never heard before, so you can see if it's something that's for you.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so guys, check it out, WoobieBearMusic.com. All right, time for some bear events, guys. Out of hibernation in Provincetown, Massachusetts, March 15th. Join the Northeast Ursamen for Butch and Bruiser's Boots and Boxer Party. God, it's a tongue twister there. The premier event of our Out of Hibernation. Out of Hibernation is a laid-back, no-fuzz weekend bear run in P-Town. No registration, no run package, no headaches. So it's an unrun. No headaches. Just come to town and hang out with tons of handsome, hairy men. It is organized by the Mass Bay Bears in conjunction with the Northeast Ursamen, the P-Town Bears, and the other area bear clubs. You can get more details at outofhibernation.org. Next is Come to Daddy Extreme. Nice name. In Bristol, United Kingdom, on March 22nd. Come to Daddy Extreme. Fantastic men only club. Night for everybody from slim to chunky guys. Great club. Three separate areas for dancing, relaxing, and playing. Every fourth Saturday at Club Orgasm, 9 p.m. to late, and it's £8 for entrance, and that includes first drink. So, for more info, go to, nice name here, come to daddyclub.co.uk. All right, of course, you shouldn't forget TBR U13, Texas Bear Roundup, Cirque de Ouse. Ooze, I don't know how to say it. Circus of the Bears. Okay, that's going to be in Dallas, Texas on March 20th. Okay, so join us for TBRU 13, Circus of the Ooze. Online registration going live the first week of December. It's already online, and we had Larry Finch and the others and the officers in the show in episode 185, I think. Yeah, so if you guys check out... what's the website? The website is tbru.org. You can just check out the schedules there. Also, should remind you guys, on that Saturday, March 22nd, we'll be recording there at the Vendor Mall. It's experimental, highly experimental, but I hope it works. So, please bear with us. Okay, here's a voicemail.
Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs. It cracks me up, Mr. Nard. This is Herb from Pale Monkeys, and Ricky is in the other room. I just thought I would give you guys a call. I just got done watching your live broadcast, and...
live broadcast.
Wait, hold on. I'm leaving a message.
Ray says he's going to Orlando.
Oh, Ray, you said you're going to Orlando. Let us know so we can totally hang out and do something with y'all. Yeah, I didn't watch the whole thing, but I caught parts of it, and I think it's really cool that you guys did a live thing, and Ricky wants to do one too now, so. Once again, Bear Podcast will invent something that Foul Monkeys will inevitably take and make better. You guys have an awesome show, and it's always nice hearing from
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Herb.
So, give us a call or something, all right? Have a good night.
Thanks, Bye. Herb. Thanks, Herb and Ricky from the Foul Monkeys. podcast. Yeah, they're based in Florida. I'll forward your this voicemail to Ray. So yeah, he'll contact you guys. I think you guys are already in contact already. So Ray's gonna be in Florida this coming weekend. He's gonna be in Orlando at MGM. I don't know, somewhere, but yeah, he's gonna be hanging out there with his partner John. So it's gonna be a weekend with them doing a romantic ride somewhere. Maybe he's gonna do the It's a Small World after all. Maybe. We shall see. So yeah. Yeah, they saw Rick and Herb also saw the video that we were doing last Sunday night. It's kind of funny. So yeah, just stand by. We're gonna announce it on the website. Go to bearpodcast.com so you'll see the live broadcast there. You can see it on the webpage and on the front page. Okay. So again, thanks to bear.com. All right, let's go back to the show. Are you a musician yourself?
I do play around with music. I have my own home studio with a 16-track, a digital recorder and all that. I've recorded my own songs under a different name, actually, which appear on some Bear tracks and things like that. Ooh, okay. I've written some other songs that other people have performed. Freddie Freeman has sang a song that I wrote on the GCD that's out now. Tommy Johns, I just finished recording a song I wrote the lyrics for, and that will be on the next GCD. Mm-hmm. It's a rock and roll type song called In Good Company. And In Good Company, with his music style, really fits him well, and it has like a collective soul type sound to it. Mm-hmm. For those of you that are familiar with that, with the band called Collective Soul.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. I think I remember. Yeah. So have you? So you always talk to these guys, Tommy. When's the last time you got to talk to Freddie or Tommy?
We've actually done some trips together. I've seen Freddie about two or three different times in Nashville, and also in Seattle. I consider him a really good friend. Tommy Johns is a great friend also. I've seen him in Seattle. He's actually went to Hawaii with me and my partner before, and then also some other Bear friends. We all spent like a week in Hawaii together, just doing nothing but Bear beaching, you know.
When you went to Hawaii, did you do the bear, what do you call that, the bear boat thing?
We really didn't go down to do anything in particularly scheduled like that.
Ah, okay.
We just did a week long, like in January a couple years ago, because I usually make a trip down there every January around my birthday, because I always hate having icy cold birthdays so, up here in Ohio. But anyway, we just went down there, and just every day was a different road. We went to Maui, and yeah. It was me and my partner, Dean, Tommy Johns, Andy Northrup, and his partner, Dennis, mm-hmm. from Canada. And every day was just a different road trip, a different, you know, a different laugh.
So I haven't talked to Tommy for a long time since he was in the show before. Sometime September, no wait, last year, September, mm-hmm. October, I think I had him in the show before. And yeah, he's a great guy. I love chatting with him, and I just wonder where he is right now. I think he's still in Seattle, right?
Yeah, no, he's still in Seattle.
He's in Seattle, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, still in Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how about you? Any traveling that you're going to be doing this year?
Nothing planned as of yet. We just got back, actually, in late fall. We were in London late September. I was over there meeting with some of the artists that's actually going to be appearing on the next GCD.
Ah, okay.
And then I was also talking with a club owner over there about possibly having the next GCD release party at his club in London. So we're going to see how that falls together. And so right now, the only thing I'm working on now is we have a lot of Pride events coming up in June. So I'm getting things together for that. We will be in Columbus, Ohio in June for the Pride weekend, West Virginia, up around Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be around different places like that around June. Usually big trips I don't usually plan until at least a couple months in advance. So that's all I know of right now that's going on.
Mm-hmm. Do you do any promotions in Bear Runs, if ever?
Yes, I do. We've actually appeared at the Bear Run in Seattle, Nashville. We've done some promotions up in Toronto. and basically in support of the music part of the Bear Runs for the artists that were performing there.
Mm-hmm.
And then also do a lot of promotions online, like through the website and the newsletters and things like that.
Yeah. And, yeah, through HomoPod also. Yeah, Mark is from here. He's from Houston. And,
okay.
Yeah, and last time I saw him, yeah, we sometimes email each other. We talk to each other sometimes. And,
uh-huh.
Yeah, he's a nice guy, and he's been promoting your music a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was on their show, I think, last year sometime, basically promoting the Bear Tracks and also the GCD.
Yeah, that's right. So the GCD is compilation number, it's a compilation, right? So...
Right, it's a new compilation series.
Is it number five?
Actually, it's two CDs. It's,
oh, okay.
It's two CDs in one package. One CD is mostly all dance music, and then the other CD is like rock and roll and folk and country and some dance, a little bit of everything on the other CD. The GCD that's available now has music from England, has music from Canada, the United States, Germany, Italy, Spain.
Wow.
And then the next so GCD, which will be out later this year, we've actually got some new countries. We have some artists from Ireland, from Norway, from Russia, from Greece, Japan.
Wow.
So definitely G meaning global, so that's what
very
the G
global.
Stands for.
Definitely.
And the next GCD will also be a two-disc set as well.
And you get to travel, too, with your CD, with your... promotions. That's awesome.
Oh yeah, that's one of the fun parts is meeting the people and actually putting face with the music and that's one of the highlights is actually traveling and meeting these people because in the most part they're all really highly talented and really great people to meet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Well, okay. So do you have any profile and people can contact you besides the Whoopi Bear Music? Do you still chat online?
I really don't do a lot of chatting online.
Not anymore.
Not too much. You see, I have a profile that's on Bear City that basically promotes the music part of it. You see what else I have. I don't really have anything on 411. Me and my partner we've been together now for 18 years actually.
Oh my God, 18.
18 years, yeah.
Very long. And congratulations. Happy for you guys.
We have three little dogs, so that's our family.
Uh-huh, definitely.
But I mean, like I say, most of the people that I associate the music with have also met Dean. He's my partner, Dean.
Mm-hmm.
And he travels with me everywhere we go. Every time I go somewhere, he travels with us. We all go together somewhere. He's a huge support and a big help.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not really a front man as far as speaking or doing much anything like that, but when people get to know him, they do nothing but laugh with him because he likes to keep people laughing.
Yeah. That's awesome. You have got 18 years.
18 years,
long
yeah.
Time. I do have a friend who's been with his partner for, 22, 23 years. That's a long time. Wow. I'm happy for you guys. So thank you for joining me in the show.
Oh, thank you, Nard. I mean, it's really great. I'm glad I finally got to talk with you.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I've listened to your show, several times, and so it's good to actually be talking one-on-one now. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you got any more promotions, just let me know. Any CDs coming out or the next Bear Tracks will be coming out.
Uh-huh.
That'd be awesome. Let me know.
Okay. Yeah, actually, the very next CD I'm working on now is the GCD Volume mm-hmm. 2. So that's the one in the makings now, but I'll get those to you as soon as I get it back hot off the press.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And thank you, Greg, for joining me. So this coming weekend, I'm going to go camping with my friends at Rainbow Ranch. Yeah, we'll see if we can get some videos from that camping. And I'm looking forward to it, yeah. So, guys, if you have a comment, send your emails to bearpodcast@gmail.com or go to the official website, www.bearpodcast.com. Also, please leave your voice comments at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Yeah, we'll play it in the show. It's like I did with Herb. And go to myspace.com/bearpodcast. Or you can also subscribe by iTunes and leave a review there. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.